on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania. Mornings with Leon Compton.
Andrew Hawke is Tasmania's Electoral Commissioner and has given us a call. Will people be fined for not voting in the correct polling place at the recent elections in Windermere and Derwent? What, 3,300 Tasmanians did that between the two state legislative council elections. Andrew Hawke, good morning to you.
Good morning, Leon.
Andrew Hawke, will people be fined for effectively not voting correctly in the recent legislative council elections?
The answer is no, Leon. So under the Electoral Act, the Commissioner myself has the discretion as to consider what may be a valid reason for people either not being able to turn up to a polling place or something similar. So the key thing in relation to that is that obviously this is an extraordinary circumstance with the two elections. So certainly no one would be penalised if they voted at the election council and not at the election council, but they did at the state because they've participated in the election at large. But also, due to the confusion of sending out dual notices possibly to some people who didn't vote at either the state or the election council, we effectively will not be sending any non-voter notices for the election council elections, but we will be sending out non-voter notices for the state. So essentially, there was a major election event with the compulsory voting, but we'll just focus on those that didn't vote at either election.
Isn't it a fundamental recognition, Andrew Hawke, of the unfairness for electors for the first time in electoral history of being told you are in the wrong place to vote, something that has never happened before?
You're right, Leon, in the sense that it is something that's never happened before. And as we write in the report, in the short time frame, we just did not have the capacity to provide rolls for both elections. Because one thing important to note here, Leon, is that they didn't have the same close of poll day. So the voting lists, the election lists for the state election, even for those within the division of Windermere, were different to the Windermere voting. There were 2,000 people that moved and changed their address, the enrolment in that 1 week between those two closes. So from the point of view of us being able to provide an accurate role...
Did you ask, Andrew Hawke, I am in no way maligning your best intentions through the course of running these concurrently. In no way. Yes. Did you ask for more capacity and why didn't you get it if that was clearly an understood issue leading into the decision to hold these elections concurrently?
It's a matter of the briefness of the election period. We did actually receive assistance of materials and electronic netbooks from interstate that were available at the time. But we're talking about a state election which has 262 polling places and a legislative council that has 38.
So why couldn't you expand the system so that there was no such thing as an incorrect place to vote? As our previous guest said, Will Smith, Meg Webb, you can vote anywhere in a Tasmanian electorate in the lower house and have your vote recorded. Is it fair that for the first time that wasn't true for the LegCo?
It was not ideal, I'll say that much, Leon. And from our point of view, that's why we, as we have done since 1994, sent out elector brochures to all electors, and we tried to make our information very clear as much as we can. The ease of voting anywhere in Tasmania has really only been available since 2010, when we moved to the electronic netbooks. But to run a state election, you're looking at 1,000 netbooks that are available and accessible. And so we needed 1,000 for the state, but then we needed additional machines for the Legislative Council, which we got support from interstate. We just had no capacity to find another 1,000 in 2 weeks. Or 3 weeks to be able to establish that.
When you say capacity, do you mean funding? Did you ask for the funding to do that?
Getting the physical networks, netbooks is the idea. So getting the actual machines themselves, as of previous electoral commissioner would say, you can't just, it's not necessarily throwing money at an event when you have a short time frame, because as you know, and people in project management know, certain processes have a lag. And so certainly with the establishment of providing these laptop netbooks and the appropriate software and the rollout of materials, we didn't really have the time, because it was a new event. It was something that we hadn't factored in as having the same polling day, and therefore we didn't have that breadth of material to run it.
Andrew Hawkey, should the election be held again?
That's not a decision for us to make. From the Commission's point of view, we have reviewed this as we believe appropriate and transparent. We saw that variance. There were the comments that there were people that had gone to other polling places, so we did an analysis. And as a part of our transparency and integrity, we felt that once we had identified this information, it was only appropriate that we provide it.
Was it okay? Here's a question. Here's a question that was raised by both Will Smith, the unsuccessful independent candidate, and Meg Webb. Yes. Was it a democratic process? Was it a fair democratic process and a fair representation of the voters of Windermere that tried to get to the polls on the 1st of May?
Yeah. My answer to that is yes, because what is democracy other than the rules that are established for a democratic process? So compulsory voting is democratic in Australia, but it's not a democratic process in other parts of the world. So if you just say democracy is essentially what the people consent to, what the rules are that we have in our legislation, yes, they were compliant. And if we'd only run legislative council elections, as the maps in our report show, people voted in a vast lot of locations around the state. If they'd been in Smithton, on King Island, on Bruny Island, on polling day, they still wouldn't have been able to vote in the legislative council election if it had not been run in line with the state. So in a sense, from accessibility, we had 15 pre-poll centres around the state that had it right through the pre-poll period. So from an accessibility point of view, there was more access than any legislative council previously. From a confusion of information, certainly it was unusual and it didn't follow the same pattern. But from a democratic accessibility point of view, it was greater than a normal legislative council. So from a democratic point of view, I think it was a democratic election. It was compliant with the legislation. Whether it had confusion, I fully acknowledge that was the case. And as that group two in the report says, we had our own errors. But again, even the parallel issuing of polling of votes from two netbooks at an issuing point was a complexity that isn't normally run. So where a federal election, you get two ballot papers from one election roll, this was two elections with two election rolls and only some people getting two and most getting one.
Be interesting to see what happens if there is a challenge to this process. Andrew Hawkey, we appreciate you coming on this morning.
Thanks, Leon.